If you want to understand what has been happening these days in Catalonia and in Spain, and I mean Catalonia because the elections are taking place over there, you have to know that have been discussing politics on the Catalonian way, which is the following, more or less. They use politics as they use soccer. What do they do with soccer? Well, they don't really care what the Barcelona or the Girona has done yesterday, and which the result of the game has been. What they really care of is what the Real Madrid has done, not the Atletico de Madrid, the Real Madrid. And what they want is the Real Madrid to lose, not the Barcelona to win. Now, of course, they want the Barcelona to win, but it's both things they want. Now, in politics, they behave on the same way, which is the way. The way is, they're not really debating what they're going to do once they win or not the elections. They're debating what they're going to do in Madrid with Spanish politics. And the debate is about Madrid, not about Barcelona. Now, the debate is, from the point of view of Junts, as simple as this one. That nobody is passing a budgetary bill in Madrid unless they let the Catalonians manage 100% of the taxes that are paid by the people in Catalonia. So if you pay a coin in Catalonia, it will be Catalonia the one to determine how that coin is spent, not Madrid. And it's Catalonia to take that coin out of your pocket and not Madrid. That's what they want. So they don't really care about politics. They care about money. And the money they want is what they call their own money. And not just their own money. They want Spain to pay some hundreds of thousands of supposed debts and obligations that we in the rest of Spain have been stealing to them in these last decades. But what is important is that there will be no budget in Madrid unless they do this. Now, they perfectly know that Madrid is not going to should not concede this result. Why do I laugh and why do I doubt about it? Because I never know what Sanchez is going to do. Well, I don't know, but nobody does. Because he lies continuously and he has no fixed ideas. I mean, he has no politics. He has just, it's today he does this, tomorrow he does that, depending on what the circumstances are and what he needs for his own and personal intentions. So Spanish politics are never going to concede that not just the País Vasco and also Navarra manage their own money, but that even more Catalonia going over the constitution manages its supposed to be own money. Now politics should be completely just a different way around. We should take out of the Vascos and of the Navarros the administration of the money that they generate for the common purpose and to resort to Madrid. But what they are doing, what they are debating in the end in Catalonia is what I'm telling you to deal with. So if you want to understand Spanish politics, you have to know that what it's really important for Catalonians is not what is happening in Catalonia. It's what's happening in Madrid. And what they want is to administer their own money. But what they mostly want, just as they want the Barcelona to win, is to the Real Madrid to lose. So, in other words, that there be no budget in Madrid. That's the politics today. And that's, in the end, what they are fighting for in this new election.